Clark, I've been telling you we need to do something about what's happening in the trucking industry. It's very clear these attacks are coordinated. They seem to be executed with some precision, and the attacks are sustained. In fact, they are rising. We've already had two this morning. Every other day, there are reports. What's going on? We're joined by the CEO of the Road Freight Association, Gavin Kelly. Gavin, a very good morning to you. This is an incredible state of affairs, is it not?
Hi, Bongani. Yeah, this is something that just cannot continue, especially given that there are lives at stake here. We've already had one driver killed, and we've had another driver who's in hospital fighting for his life after being shot. So this just cannot continue.
It started off as some kind of a xenophobic messaging, if you will. It was an anti-foreign truck driver protest, as it at least in its initial stages. It seems to have grown into something much bigger than that, because now the attacks are quite indiscriminate. I mean, they don't ask for IDs, do they, before they burn or throw stones or even shoot at the drivers?
No, they don't. And that's what really is worrying. I mean, whether you attack South African citizens or not, it is worrying, but you're quite correct. It's now just become a free-for-all. The shooting of the truck the other night, they hadn't stopped the truck. It was just a drive-by shooting. We have rocks being thrown at trucks. So it's become indiscriminate. And there are even operators who we know do not employ foreigners who are fully compliant, who have been attacked and their trucks burnt.
It seems to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, if my impression is wrong, it seems to me to be well coordinated. It seems that there's a plan. These things are executed with some kind of precision, and they're on the rise.
Yes, as you would have noted in our letter to the president when we asked for his intervention, that these attacks are very well coordinated. There seems to be some sort of military training behind this, or ex-military training behind this. So they know what they're doing. They know how to really stay a step ahead of the South African police services. And it's increasing, as you say. And it's now beginning to spread from the one or two routes that happened about 2 weeks ago. There were just a number of routes. It's now beginning to spread across the country.
If goods cannot be moved around the country, I mean, what better way, what more effective way to throttle the economy? Can we talk about a recovery if that's the kind of thing that happens?
Well, exactly. If you're now going to take the only system that exists in the country that can efficiently move goods, and we don't have a rail system, and that's something we can talk about at another date, you're now going to start putting pressure onto the delivery of goods, the availability of goods, the price of goods. Obviously, it's going to affect people's businesses, those who sell, those who are involved in the logistics, and that's in the end going to really be a major hammer blow to the economy, and that recovery is not going to happen.
It's a kind of economic terrorism. Certainly, it's sabotage.
Well, the Minister of Police, when this first started about 18 months ago, went on record calling it exactly that, Bongani. He said this is sabotage. This cannot be tolerated, and he was going to deal with it. But that hasn't happened, and you're correct. This is terrorism. It is destroying the very fabric of the economy.
When people are allowed to throw petrol bombs, I mean, how do we talk about business confidence in that environment? You're the CEO of the Road Freight Association. How do you operate in an environment in which your workers, your vehicles, your assets, and of course your people, their safety cannot be guaranteed?
Well, the very first thing any employer is going to do is going to look at the times at which the attacks occur. And up to now, most of the attacks have been at night on certain routes. However, this morning, a number of daylight attacks occurred. So the first thing you do is you do pull your operations off certain routes at certain times to try and have your employees operate under a safer regime. And then obviously you'd start looking at extra security, and eventually you get to a process where you'd no longer operate. So you'd pull your vehicles off the road, you'd no longer expose your employees to risk, and then obviously the whole collapse begins. So this is really, really difficult.
And it's urgent, right? It's urgent. It's not good enough for the president to say he's concerned about it. We need action, and we need it fast. Well, keep an eye on this. Thank you for talking to us, Gavin Kelly, giving us the lay of the land as far as that is concerned. Quite frankly, intelligence is nowhere to be seen as far as this issue is concerned. And it is, I agree with Gavin, it's not good enough for the president to say he's concerned about it. Action needs to be taken, and it needs to be done so with a lot of force.